Praise the Lord. All of us that are parents, all of us that are parents, know that we are going to give account of how we brought them up. The theme scripture is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. It said, train up a child in the way he should go. Please listen very carefully. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. I read it again. Train up, that is, bring up a child in the way he should go. And even this training requires diligence from the parents. And when he is old, the reward will be that that child will not depart from it. Listen. When the Bible says, bring up the child the way he should go, it doesn't imply discipline. It doesn't say discipline your children. It is more than discipline them. Discipline is only part of bringing him up. There are more to do than discipline him. Because disciplining that child is punishment for doing wrong. And many of us parents, that is all. We expect the child to know everything. We expect the child to know everything. So when he makes any mistake, listen, even God himself said, when there was no law, there was no offense. That is the cause of the law. The cause of the law, when they say, cause is he that hanged on the cross. And he took the cross and hung it on the cross. The Bible says that the law was not given so that man will keep it. The law was given so that man will know his inadequacy. Well, that is not my teaching today. But I'm saying that even God himself said, there was no offense until law came. Apostle Paul broke it down like that. I didn't know that to gossip was a sin until he said, thou should not gossip. In fact, I didn't know that I should not covet another man's wife, no matter how beautiful she is, until the law said, if you do that, you die. So death sentence was hanging around all adulterers. That child will continue to live his life until he is brought up to know what is good and what is bad, what is right and what is wrong. How are we to bring them up? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but, that is where I am going, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And so how do we achieve that? I just give a little tip. As it's put down here, I'll be reading some of them. Number one is that you should lead your children by example. The strongest way parents can keep God's word is by leading their children by example. It is a well-known fact that children learn through observation of others and oftentimes by observing their parents. If you wake up every day and the first thing you do in the morning is to carry your phone and begin to scroll to see what is happening in the social media and they are watching you, what you are actually doing. Anything you are doing and your children are watching you, you are teaching them that thing. And they will learn it, and they are very good learners. Your children will always learn what you model for them. You are a model of that thing you are doing. So if your child must have a strong relationship with God, you yourself also need not only to have a relationship with God, but to show that you have a strong relationship with God. They will also pick that model of life and live it as they grow up. And listen very well. The second one is that you should show them critical thinking skills. They should think critically. We as Christians are meant to meditate on scripture. So if you are going to meditate, then you are going to think. We are supposed to seek truth. We are supposed to seek love. And these are the values and actions we must teach our children so they will be equipped for the world. Now, some ways to do this, one of the ways to do this is to study scriptures together with your children. Have conversations with them about right and wrong, and allow them also to think for themselves. Because when they think, they will ask you questions. How do you do this as parents? Amen. Praise the Lord. Allow your children to also understand, not by force. If you say God created you, you have to prove to him, to that little child, truly that God created. Amen. This morning, as early as 6 something, from the voice, I know that's a little child. A call came in, and when I picked it, was calling from outside Lagos. He said, Pastor, can a born again Christian fall sick? You see? Now, it will be wrong parenting if you shut him up. Come on, shut up. No, allow the person to, the child, to also think. Why are some people poor? You say God is love. Why did he allow this one to be like this and this one to be like this? If you don't teach them, when they grow up, somebody else is going to teach them that there is no God. If there is God, then that God is wicked. Allow them to think. Praise the Lord. Number 3. Teach them how to love by loving that child also unconditionally. Love that child unconditionally. Because parents, just as our children learn by example, so do we also. When it comes to loving our children, we should love unconditionally as God also loves us unconditionally. The same way God loves you, you enjoy the love of God, express that same love for your children. What does this mean? It means you are to love that child without strings attached. Let them know always that there is nothing they will do that will make them lose your love. And that doesn't mean that you're not chastening them. Because in love, you can discipline them. And the child will know that you are doing it in love, not in hatred. There are parents that actually hate their children. The way you beat that child shows You want to kill him, you don't love him. When your child knows you have this unconditional love for them, it forges trust between you and that child. That trust allows you to have a good relationship with your kids and allow them to feel safe and loved in your household. They will confide in you. They'll be able to tell you, feel free and express their heart, their feelings, what they are going through, because they know you will not cast them away for confessing something bad they have done or they are doing. That's why there is child molestation. And your child is living with you, and the neighbor is molesting that child, and the child is afraid to tell you, because he knows if he tells you, you are going to beat him or beat her. Instead of understanding. So for fear of that, the molestation continues, because he has nowhere to go. If your child is afraid, instead of coming to confide in you, confides in another person that is not the parent, something is wrong in your approach to bringing up that child, your relationship with that child. Let's watch it. This is very, very serious. Number four, help them to serve others. Teach them how to serve others. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 42, for instance, he says, you give to those who ask of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. What he's saying there is that we are also called, you see, naturally as Christians, we are called to help. Help the poor, help the sick, help the needy. Not to keep yourself far away, your privileged position, and you bring up your child to see everybody else as a slave. Let your child see your house help not as a slave, but as a member of the family. Relate with your house help with respect. He will carry it along in his spirit all the days of his life. Because these are very important values that you pass on to our children. Take your child, expose your child to serving opportunities, like walking where there is other people are walking, people are in the kitchen. Let the child also learn to go and cook, and when it is time to serve in the dining table, let the person come and serve. Let the child come and serve. No matter how many servants you have, let that child also join them in doing some of those jobs. Let that child also come and clear the table after eating. Let that child learn to go and serve a visitor who visits the house. Let the child learn to serve. It will help them. This will help them to know how Jesus Christ lived, and it will help them to know the importance of helping others. Praise the Lord. Like I said earlier, this the fifth point, you need to be stressed. Share your faith with them through scripture, study scripture together with your child. When you do that, it helps them to know what the story of Jesus is, so that they will know that is the character we are supposed to imbibe. That is the character we are supposed to take up. Let them know who our God is, who our Savior is, who this Jesus is. Let them know the difference between the Christian faith and other religions. Let them know it by studying the scriptures and explaining this is the meaning of this scripture. Reading the scripture with your child gives them also access to the knowledge
of God.
So reading and studying these Bible stories, you know, with your children, help them also, guide them as they grow in age. What does Psalm 119, for instance, verse 11 say? It says, thy word have I hid in my heart. When you put that word in the heart of that child, that I may not sin against you. Finally, praise the Lord. Okay, one more point after this. Pray with them. Number six. Do spiritual exercises with them. Teach them to pray by praying with them. And some of us that have children that don't even respect you, your time for prayers. They have not been taught the fear of God. They have not been taught reverence of God and the things of God. You are kneeling down and you are praying in a praying position. You should teach your child to know that when you see daddy kneel down, mommy kneel down like this, he's talking to a higher being. Be reverenced, don't disturb. Like many of you, you know the effect of not doing it is that you are praying, mommy now. Okay, then you will turn. And he's wondering, why are you beating me? Can't you see I'm praying? You have created an offense without a law. You are passing judgment without teaching the person how it should be. Teach them reverence. Teach them also the importance of prayers by praying with them. Teach them to fast according to their ages. I learned something from Brother Cosmos. He said, when I was telling him that you can do dry fasting 10 days, no food, no water. You can fast for so long. I said, I can't try it. He said, it does not come overnight. He said, he grew up with fasting. Right from when he was small, the mother taught them to fast. And then he got born again into a Pentecostal church, and the church was a fasting church. So fasting became part of him. Train the child the way it should go. When he gets old, he will not depart from it. But you have to do it with them. Fast with them. Teach them what they should do during fasting. And then break the fast together with them so that they will know how to break that fast. And don't be angry with them. The training process is usually very tough. Especially on these spiritual things in this age now. So don't kill the child when he smuggled to go and eat and come back. And you discover that he didn't do the fast he ate. Don't kill him for that. It is time for training. Hallelujah. Sit down with them every day and pray with them about their lives. And pray for others. Let them know the importance of praying for loved ones, for family members, or praying for their church, or praying for their ministers, or praying for their country. Let them know and make it a daily routine. And when they grow up, it is inculcated already in them. Praise the Lord. To help them to know the nature of God and how to relate with God. Let them know in their subconscious that there is nothing they can achieve without God. So that their faith will rest on Him In everything, they will acknowledge him. Before they do anything, they will pray. And teach them too, to know that all things work together for good. Teach them so that when certain prayers are not answered, they will know how to respond with their faith. Finally, allow them to have their own faith. It's a very important piece of advice for all parents. If you have, you want your children to have faith in God, you have to let them grow that faith themselves. Let them grow that faith. Allow them to ask questions and make decisions to follow Christ by themselves. Train them to a level where they will now make up their mind that they want to follow Christ. You achieve that when you begin to hear a little child telling you, "Mommy, I want to be baptized." Not you saying, "Hey, didn't you see people going for water baptism? Oh yeah, follow them. Oh yeah, follow them. Go and baptize." He will look at you. He's going to swim. "Mommy wants me to go and swim." What have you achieved? Allow them. Teach them to a level where they will say, "I want the Holy Ghost." Teach them to a level where they will be able to have their own faith and cry and yearn for a relationship with God. "Mommy, I don't want to go to hell. I want the Holy Ghost." Teach them to a level where they are anxious, you know, for prayer time to come. They will even come and wake you. "Mommy, we have not prayed. You are sleeping." Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The best we can do as parents is to show them what a good relationship with Christ looks like. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are some of them. Some of the tips as we look at that very important aspect of our Christian responsibility as parents. And I pray that with what we are doing here with the Children's Church, and I really appreciate what the Children's Church teachers are doing voluntarily. It's not easy to watch over these children. While we are here enjoying worship, they are there jumping up and down to keep them in order in their class. We are wondering what they are doing there. But for the past weeks, all that they have been showing us, displaying here, showcasing here, let us know children ministry is serious ministry. Very serious ministry. To achieve that in this age is not easy. Let's encourage them. Let's encourage those ministers that are there, brothers and sisters. Let's encourage them. Praise the Lord.